things the Lord said to me early this year when I was thinking about 2023, and he very, very clearly said, this is going to be a year that is unscripted. And I've been speaking that whenever I've been out preaching and teaching. And so many of us are in a position and in a place in life right now where we feel like we aren't where we were, we're not where we're going. We feel like almost like you're in a tumble dryer. I don't know if anybody else feels that. I definitely do in my life right now. You feel like you're in a tumble dryer, and you're like, you can't, just when you think you see straight, you're turned upside down again. And you're like, God, what is going on? Like, and for many people, at least myself, and I think many others, it's a season like you haven't felt in a really long time, especially if you've been a Christian for many years, and you feel like, I should have a better grip of this. I should have a better grasp. I almost feel like I'm going back to school in some way spiritually. God, I don't understand that. I can't get what is going on. And we just can't see our way forward. And I just want to say, if you feel like you're in that position, be encouraged, because I believe that is part of where we are actually globally right now and spiritually, because God is moving and he's shaping and he's shifting and he's placing and he's doing so many things behind the scenes, and he's going back to things from 20 or 30 years ago, and he's saying there's a tiny little thing from 20 or 30 years ago that you thought you dealt with, you thought got sorted, but I want to go into that place. It's minuscule. It's so small, you would almost just want to push it aside. But I love you so much that I don't want that to become a seed that grows 10 years from now. And so he's going into those places, which is why it's unscripted. I feel like he's taken the pen from many of us, because at least for me, he's like, Jen, honey, I don't want you to write it. I don't want you to mess up what I'm doing. So I'm going to take the pen, and I need you to trust me. I need you to trust me at a level that you haven't trusted in a long time. And it's scary, and it's dark, and you cannot see where you're going. But I promise you, honey, I am right there with you. My son, my daughter, I am right in the darkness with you. And what I can see is you walking down an alley, but I can see an angel, a massive angel in front that you do not even know is there. And I can see you with your head hung down, but this angel is watching and is on alert. And I can see that the Lord is with you and on the right side of you. He covers your right side. He's right there. And the scripture talks about the side that holds that shield. And he's protecting and he's guarding you and he's keeping you. And yes, it is dark, but he is pure light. And in that place, he's saying, this is where we're going to learn trust at another level. And so I'm going to pray. I just felt he wanted me to pray. I'm going to pray in just a second. But as Paul started to pray this morning, and as we were in worship, I had a picture. And I could see it was like a cafeteria, like if you were at school and there's a cafeteria and there's someone behind and they're serving the food onto your tray. It was that kind of a setting. And I could see somebody there with a plate. It wasn't a tray. It was just like a plate, just a round plate. And I could see that there was someone behind that went to serve. And what they were serving, it looked like a brick to me. I'm like trying to pray this through as the worship was going on. And I could see this brick. But as I prayed, and I felt the Lord say as well that it's time to build your house. And it was something about personal, like this is really personal to each one of us. And that brick that is going to be something different from each one. And it's like he's saying, I'm going to your house. I'm coming to your house today. But as it got served, and it was so beautiful, the picture changed. And suddenly the person who, you know, I couldn't even tell what they really looked like, suddenly they became Jesus serving that. And then it became a lion of the tribe of Judah. And what looked like a brick became a piece. It was gold. It was like a slab of gold that was being handed over. And I'm saying to the Lord, Lord, what is that gold? And I felt like it could be something different for every one of us And it could be, like, let the Lord speak to you and take the meat, spit out the bones, you know, of what this means to you. But I felt it was like he said, I'm giving you one piece. I'm not giving you the script. I'm not building the house. I'm not showing you the plans. I'm just giving you one piece, but it's gold. Yeah. It's gold. And as I prayed into it, I also felt like it was wisdom. Like, I could think of a million things I want it to be. And I thought, Lord, I need wisdom. In this day and hour, the wisdom from heaven to just follow where he's leading. And so often we go to what we need, but he is ultimately what we need. And so, Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are in this place. I thank you that you are already speaking to us. I thank you, Lord, that you are the Lion of the tribe of Judah, that you are King of kings, and that you are Lord of lords, that there is none higher, that there is none greater, that you died for everything that we could need, for our healing, for our wholeness, for our provision. Father, you have sent your only Son to take all the sickness, all the disease, all the pain, all the hurt, all the poverty, all the struggle, all the difficulty, in order to give us an inheritance that is beyond anything that we could dream or imagine. And as we walk through the challenges and we walk through the difficulties, because we are here in this earth, God, let us walk with you and with the light of heaven leading us, that we would see only what we need to see, that we would hear only what we need to hear, that, Lord, we would have what we need in this season as we trust you to go to a deep place. Father, I pray even today that by the Spirit of the living God, even now you can go to that place and you can uproot something that needs to be uprooted, and that you can say it's a small seed that was planted that need not be there. And in place, I just see gold. I just see gold. Father, I ask for your wisdom, for those who need wisdom this morning. Give us wisdom from heaven. Not the wisdom of man, wisdom of heaven. Lord, pour out what you need to pour out, that we can receive all that you have. And Father, I thank you that you are with us. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. And in your presence right now, God, let there be so much fullness of joy, knowing who we are and whose we are, and that you've got every brick we need for the house that you are building. And I declare over us, Father, what do you want to declare? I just declare life. I declare life and life abundantly. Life and life abundantly into our situations and our homes. Life and life to its fullest. Let it be on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.